This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea is threatening to take bold and decisive military steps against Japan as it slams Tokyo's adoption of a national security strategy as an attempt to turn the country into an aggressive military power. The North statement came 4 days after Japan announced a security strategy that reflects its determination to possess counter-strike capability and double its military spending to gain a more offensive footing against threats from China and North Korea. The U.S. Supreme Court is temporarily blocking an order that would lift pandemic-era restrictions on asylum seekers. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The order by Chief Justice John Roberts comes as conservative states are pushing to keep limits on asylum seekers that were put in place during the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. They are appealing to the court in a last-ditch effort before the limits are set to expire on Wednesday. The immigration restrictions, often referred to as Title 42, were put in place under then-President Donald Trump in March 2020 and have prevented hundreds of thousands of migrants from seeking asylum in the U.S. in recent years. Thousands more migrants are packed in shelters on Mexico's border with the U.S. Norman Hall, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin made a rare trip to Moscow's ally Belarus as his forces pursue their campaign to bombard Ukraine from the air amid a broad battlefield stalemate almost 10 months into the war. Putin's visit to Minsk came hours after Russia's latest drone attack on Ukraine. Moscow has been targeting Ukraine's power grid since October. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The year-and-a-half-long investigation into the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol concluded Monday after 10 public hearings and more than 1,000 witnesses, VOA's Catherine Gibson.
The panel of 7 Democratic and 2 Republican lawmakers making a historic recommendation about former President Donald Trump's role in the insurrection. Republican Representative Liz Cheney.
January 6th. 2021 was the first time one American president refused his constitutional duty to transfer power peacefully to the next.
The committee cannot pursue criminal charges, but it did make 4 referrals to the U.S. Department of Justice, recommending 4 charges against Trump. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
Elon Musk polls Twitter users about whether he should stay as head of the social media platform or go, and they vote to send him packing. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
It was a simple tweet sent Sunday by Elon Musk. Should I step down as head of Twitter, I will abide by the results of this poll. More than half of 17.5 million users who responded to the poll voted yes by the time it closed Monday morning. Before the tweet, the billionaire acknowledged he made a mistake in launching new speech restrictions that banned mentions of rival social media websites. But there was so much criticism, Musk promised not to make any more major policy changes without a survey. The last tweet he sent Sunday, those who want power are the ones who least deserve it. I'm Julie Walker.
Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte apologized Monday on behalf of his government for the Netherlands' role in slavery and the slave trade in a speech welcomed by activists as historic but lacking in concrete plans for repair and reparations. Rutte told reporters after the speech that government is not offering compensation to people, grandchildren, or great-grandchildren of enslaved people. Instead, it is establishing a 200 million euro fund for initiatives to help tackle the legacy of slavery in the Netherlands and its former colonies to boost education about the issue. He also, he's saying that the 200 million euro fund will help tackle the legacy that slavery was attached to. North Korea again is threatening to take bold and decisive military steps against Japan as it slammed Tokyo's adoption of a national security strategy as an attempt to turn the country into an aggressive military power. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.